like your favourite scores and soundtracks on our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Gerry Adams has been awarded £84,000 in damages after winning a libel case against the BBC. He sued the corporation in Dublin after an anonymous source in a 2016 programme claimed he sanctioned the murder of a British informant. The former Sinn Féin leader has always denied any involvement in the death of Dennis Donaldson. Mr Adams spoke to reporters outside the High Court after the ruling.
I'm very mindful of the Donaldson family in the course of this long trial, and indeed of the victims' families who have had to watch all of this.
The BBC says it's disappointed with the verdict. Comedian Russell Brand will go on trial next summer, accused of rape and sexual assault. He's pleaded not guilty to five charges. The allegations relate to four women, and offences are said to have taken place between 1999 and 2005 in London and Bournemouth. A father of three accused of driving a car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League title parade has appeared in court. 53-year-old Paul Doyle has been given a provisional trial date in November. He's yet to enter a plea. Liam Gotting has been at Liverpool Crown Court.
He looked incredibly emotional as he walked into the dock of the Magistrates Court this morning at around 10:30, wearing a black suit and a white shirt. His voice wobbled as he spoke to confirm his name and address, and he spent the rest of the hearing sat with his hands in front of him and his head bowed, looking at the floor.
Joe Biden's made his first public appearance since announcing he has cancer. The former president's given a speech in his home state of Delaware to commemorate Memorial Day in the US. And a Rolls-Royce, a Blue Peter badge and a feather crown were among the official gifts given to the king during the first year of his reign. Buckingham Palace has released records listing the official gifts received by members of the royal family from 2020 to 2023. The queen was given a cobble from the set of Coronation Street alongside a bottle of gin and two glasses. And the weather, after a mostly dry night with a low of 8, tomorrow we'll see rain in the north but sunny spells elsewhere and a high of 26. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good evening, it's Margarita Taylor with a gift of music for you to see you into the weekend. We'll have music from Handel, the Water Music Suite number 2, and music from Bob Dylan on the way.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Now there's a tune to start the weekend. Beethoven's Egmont Overture, performed by the Leipzig Avantos Orchestra, Ricardo Schaie conducting. And before, the Hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite No. 2, the Brussels Philharmonic Orchestra performing for us on Classic FM. Where a final moment now from my wonderful star in the spotlight this week, Anna Lapwood, such an incredible talent. Recently made official organist, the first ever, at the Royal Albert Hall. She was a guest presenter over the Easter weekend here on Classic FM with her series, The Royal Albert Hall of Fame, and of course performed at Classic FM Live. Now she is releasing a new album. It's called Fire Dove. It is out today. And she said she wanted to create an album where the listener didn't quite know where it was going to go next. Lots of little Easter eggs that you wouldn't even expect, including the way the choir first appear on the album. That album out today, from it, a musical delight. Here, Anna Lapwood and the Chapel Choir of Pembroke College, Cambridge. Anna Lapwood and the Chapel Choir of Pembroke College, Cambridge. From Anna's new album, Fire Dove, which is released today, Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love, covered by one or two stars that you may also recognise. So lovely to include that and to celebrate Anna's work all this week on Classic FM as my classical star in the spotlight. Seeing you in towards the weekend, it's Margarita Taylor with a little Rossini on the way. But first, the ritual fire dance, Manuel de Fire.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Overture from Rossini's The Silken Ladder, the Concerto Italiano performing. And before, we heard from Manuel de Falla, the Ritual Fire Dance. Julian Lloyd Webber played together with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and they were conducted by Charles Gerhardt. Now, coming up to 6:30, so Tim will have all the latest on the traffic and travel as we journey towards the weekend. And if we need a little extra help celebrating that moment, Copeland has the music for us next.
Classic FM.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Whoop whoop! Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Classic FM travel.
In Warwickshire, there's long delays on the M40 northbound before the M42 interchange because of an earlier accident. In Hertfordshire, the M1 southbound is closed from Junction 9 for Redbourne to Junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead because of a police investigation. It's also causing extra traffic around Redbourne, Harpenden and St Albans as people seek alternative routes. In Kent, the M2 Medway Viaduct still has two lanes closed from Junction 3 for Chatham to Junction 2 for Rochester, with the exit slip road at Junction 2 also closed. That's down to emergency bridge repairs. Somerset now, and one lane's closed on the M5 northbound at junction 19 for Portishead because of a breakdown on the exit slip road. Turning to public transport, South Eastern have delays of 30 minutes and some cancellations between Otford and West Malling. That's due to an earlier trespasser.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Schubert's Symphony No. 6, the third movement from that, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, Claudio Bardo conducting. And before, we heard from Copland and the sound of the hoedown, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, directed by Andrew Litton. Now, hi to David, getting in touch on 61812, the text through to Classic FM, to say, Margarita, can you send love to my beautiful wife, Trudy, as we spend our first weekend in our new caravan, enjoying the travels and the journeys and the time in Norfolk. David, lovely to have your company. Glad Classic FM, the soundtrack to such a big weekend, and a beautiful moment from Bach, playing for you next from the Cello Suite No. 1.
Classic FM.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Abrahams, Principal Cosmetic Dentist at Smarmoor Dental Care, St John's Wood. I refer my implant patients to Darwin and Tanner and consider them to be an extension of my fabulous team. I trust the team at Darwin and Tanner to help me give my patients the smile they've always wanted.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology and techniques. Visit darwinandtanner.co.uk.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up for free and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
She's the mastermind behind some of your favourite film and TV soundtracks. And now, Classic FM composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, turns interviewer.
Yes, I can't wait to be joined by stars I've written music for and collaborated with over the years. This week, it's Dame Sheila Hancock.
That magic skill of that high note at the end is extraordinary, supernatural.
Real Music with Debbie Wiseman
starts tonight at 9. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
RTE Concert Orchestra, directed by Andrew Penny, with the prelude from Vaughan Williams' music to the 49th parallel. And before, the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, beautiful performance there by Gautier Capuçon. 10 to 7, it's Margarita Taylor taking you towards the weekend and the start of a brand new month as well. So many great shows seeing you into the weekend on Classic FM. Lots to look forward to, whether that's Alan Titchmarsh on a Saturday afternoon or Joanna Gosling, Stephen Mangan on a Sunday, and a new series getting underway tonight at 9. Our Classic FM composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, hosting her new series as she marks 10 years at Classic FM. It's called Real Music. She'll be joined tonight by the award-winning actress and author, Sheila Hancock. Nelson Freire with Grieg's Wedding Day at Trollhagen. Congratulations if you finished your Scottish Nationals or Highers today. If you're still revising your way through the weekend, remember Classic FM Calm is there for you. And to start our weekend, whatever you're up to, we've got a night at the movies ahead. The music of Howard Shore from Lord of the Rings on the way next with Jonathan Ross. Classic FM at the movies coming up after the news headlines next.
Classic FM.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at viking.com.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Here, Sandra. Listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, Russell Brand will go on trial in June next year after denying rape and sex assault charges. He's facing allegations from four women between 1999 and 2005. Our reporter Helen Hodinott has more.
The actor and comedian had his first Crown Court appearance in Southwark, South London earlier after an initial hearing at magistrates earlier this month, and he's pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. He arrived to a swarm of journalists and photographers and didn't say a word as he walked straight up the steps outside the court building.
A man accused of driving a car into crowds during Liverpool's Premier League title celebrations on Monday will make a plea in August. 53-year-old Paul Doyle has been charged with seven offences, including causing grievous bodily harm. The family of a man at the centre of Gerry Adams' libel case have called for an urgent public inquiry into his death. The former Sinn Féin leader has been awarded £84,000 after a BBC documentary alleged he sanctioned the killing of British informant Dennis Donaldson, which he denies. A prison officer has been stabbed by an inmate at a jail in Worcestershire. Police are investigating after a 25-year-old was flown to hospital from HMP Long Larton. Rescuers are searching for a girl who's missing after going into the River Thames.